Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 28th. You'll be interested to know. 162 years ago, today in 1845, the very first issue of Scientific American was published, marking the beginning of the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States, founded by the inventive Rufus M. Porter to share scientific discoveries and technological progress with the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2+ feet. The wind is offshore at 3 miles per hour. Conditions will switch to choppy by 8 as the wind turns onshore at 7 miles per hour. Expect the swell to shift from the southwest to the south-southwest as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 5 feet at 12:30 p.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide at 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Friday, expect fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, though choppy by midday as winds pick up. Saturday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet, but choppy conditions prevail throughout the day. By Sunday, a steady swell brings cleaner faces and waves ranging from 3 to 5 feet, offering the best opportunity for fun surf. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Thursday with a chance of rain showers and highs around 81, accompanied by a light north wind. Tonight, we might see a slight chance of rain before 11 p.m. with a low around 71 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies through Labor Day with highs around 81. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s and patchy fog possible Monday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a rare quartz flower is set to bloom at the San Diego Botanic Garden, located in Encinitas, and it's expected to attract quite a crowd this coming week. Known for its foul-smelling odor, the blooming event is a rare occurrence, typically taking 7 to 10 years to produce its first flowers. Once bloomed, the smell will last about 48 hours before the plant begins to decay. To accommodate evening visitors, the garden will extend its hours for the first 2 nights after the bloom. Tickets are required, with prices set at $18 for non-member adults and $10 for children ages 3 to 12. Now on to sports. In the heart of South Louisiana, Archibald Arch Manning, son of Cooper and grandson of Archie, is making waves at the Manning Passing Academy. Now in its 29th year, the academy showcases the best college quarterbacks, including Arch, who is stepping into a counselor role after a year of preparation. As he gears up to lead the #1 Texas Longhorns against #3 Ohio State, the excitement and pressure are palpable. Arch's family legacy shines through, Yet he seeks to carve out his own path, balancing fame with a desire for a normal college experience. Meanwhile, in NFL news, Micah Parsons has reportedly filed a grievance regarding his 2025 salary amid contentious negotiations with the Cowboys. Parsons believes he is owed approximately $3 million more than the $21.3 million he is currently due. He claims his salary should be $24 million, reflecting his position as a linebacker rather than a defensive end. Despite this dispute, Parsons has been seeking a new contract and even requested a trade as talks stalled. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones stated he offered a record-breaking deal, but it was rejected. The season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles is just over a week away. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, the Padres lost to the Mariners 4-3. Eugenio Suarez hit a clutch 3-run homer, and rookie Jason Wu earned the win with 5 strong innings. Yu Darvish took the loss for the Friars, allowing 4 runs over 4 innings. The Padres finished with 8 hits and 2 errors, leading 8 runners on base. San Diego's record is now 75-59. Tomorrow night, the Padres clash with the Twins at Target Field in Minneapolis for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nestor Cortes, 2-2 with a 4.66 earned run average, goes against Zebby Matthews, who is 3-4 with a 5.3 earned run average. First pitch is set for 5:10 under partly cloudy skies with a mild 74 degrees expected. In top news, high cholesterol can be inherited, with experts estimating that 1 in 250 people have a genetic condition called familial hypercholesterolemia. Alarmingly, up to 70% may remain undiagnosed. This condition arises from a genetic mutation that leads to consistently high levels of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol throughout a person's life. Recognizing symptoms is vital, yet many discover their high cholesterol only through routine blood work. Individuals with a family history of heart issues should get tested, as early diagnosis is crucial. Lifestyle changes can help manage risk, and medications may be necessary for effective treatment. In business news, Microsoft has terminated 2 employees, Ricky Family and Anna Haddle, for their involvement in a sit-in protest at the office of Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. The protest occurred when 7 individuals entered the executive building, demanding that Microsoft sever ties with the Israeli government. The situation escalated, leading to a temporary lockdown of the building and the arrest of several protesters. An unnamed Microsoft spokesperson cited serious breaches of company policies and our code of conduct as the reason for the dismissals. Smith later emphasized the company's commitment to human rights principles during an emergency press conference. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just under $112,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,500. And XRP is down 1% to $2.98. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A central Japanese town, Toyoke, is proposing a 2-hour daily limit on smartphone usage for its 69,000 residents igniting a heated debate on device addiction. The move, believed to be the first of its kind in Japan, is currently under consideration by local lawmakers. Mayor Masafumi Koki emphasized that the guideline is meant to encourage residents to manage their screen time better without enforcing penalties for non-compliance. Many residents expressed concerns, with approximately 80% opposing the proposal, while others supported it. The mayor acknowledged the importance of smartphones, but highlighted the negative impact on daily life. And in entertainment news, the iconic song Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls has unexpectedly become the song of the summer, dominating the global charts on Spotify for the past 3 months. Originally released in 1998, Iris recently reached as high as number 15. Lead singer John Rzeznik notes, "This is the biggest our band has ever been, as the track gains new fans, partly due to its feature in the movie Deadpool and Wolverine." With its powerful chorus and relatable lyrics, Iris continues to resonate with both old and new audiences, proving its timeless appeal in today's musical landscape. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.